Welcome, friends. This is Archangel. Traditionalism is like the weeds in my yard, always sprouting up. Religion, governments, the world is set up on traditionalism. Traditionalism meaning we elevate female worth and use males as utilities. Traditionalism, much like the weeds in my yard, keep popping up in different camouflage as some new groundbreaking ideology that will somehow make right misandry, such as conservatism, neo-masculinity, anti-feminism, and pickup artists. Traditionalism keeps coming up, though it has never really gone away, because females and the government depend upon males to sacrifice and use in order to maintain the environment we know. So traditionalism keeps changing disguises. It goes backstage, changes outfits, and then hits the runway again for public ingestion in order to seduce males estranged by feminism. In reality, however, males are estranged by gynocentrism, of which feminism is merely a flamboyant manifestation, a bold declaration of true female feelings towards males. In fact, feminism is dependent upon traditionalism for its very survival. Males are required to labor and toil, indeed to elevate females, so that the females can turn around and complain about the males. Traditionalism is a trap, young Jedi. Do not believe it. It comes down to this. Either you reject traditionalism and male disposability, which MGTOW proffers, or you enable male usury and ride the coattails of male mistreatment, which is what feminism does. Either males are disposable utilities, or they are not. No matter how it's packaged or reintroduced, the conservative societal template is abusive to all bearers of Y chromosomes. Conservatism, patriarchy, anti-feminism, all are predicated on elevation of female worth and the denigration of male worth. Males infantilize females, and thus remove female accountability. Hence, males must protect, provide, and die for the women children that they elevate to a pedestal of angelic worship. Falling back into dating or relationships with females is conceding to the traditionalist template, and is therefore an affirmation of male devaluation and disposability. And even if females manage to feign male welfare concern, males will take any opportunity to willingly pamper, placate, and protect the females they enamor themselves with. All of this still leads to male disposability, whether willingly or unknowingly on the part of the male. If you cannot understand that dabbling in romantic associations with females is tantamount to being an accomplice to male abuse, to male execution, then you are either painfully ignorant or inexcusably malevolent. When I contemplate the continual, non-stop reintroduction of male expendability under the guise of conservative ideologies, or the never-ending infiltration of such doctrine into male-safe spaces like MGTOW, I am reminded of a classic Twilight Zone episode. In this episode, essentially, aliens land here and start friendly relations with humans. They claim in their dialogue that human assistance and welfare is their only objective. They have a book entitled To Serve Man. And long story short, the naive humans gullibly believe the book means the ETs are here to enrich and service humanity. Whereas at the end of the episode, it is revealed that the aliens are actually here to eat us, and that the book To Serve Man is really a cookbook. It's classic. So too, males want to believe gullibly that traditionalism, in all its various forms, will enable male value, that anti-feminism cares about males, and that this paradigm enriches males somehow, or that patriarchy means a world by males for males. Yeah. Yet traditionalism is like the book To Serve Man. We are simply misinterpreting it. My friends, do not fall for the trap. Traditionalism is not any form of salvation. It is actually our damnation. Traditionalism is here to use males to sustain itself and enrich the gynocentric society amassed in its wake. Conservatism, anti-feminism, regular feminism, pickup artists, neo-masculinity, patriarchy, chivalry, these are all forms of traditionalism, and traditionalism is really here to eat us. My brothers, stand with me, live free.